It's news time. Election results 2025 in Connecticut.
We did this an hour ago. It doesn't seem like anybody cares. I care. All right. So pay attention if you care.
Yes.
Hamden, it was Adam Sendroff, the Democrat, winning with 60%. That was a race of four people. East Haven, no surprise, Mayor Joseph A. Cafora won. New Haven, Mayor Elliker won with 85%.
Damn.
I believe the only person who could have won with a higher percentage would be West Haven Mayor Dorinda Boer, who shockingly won. She ran unopposed. Wow. Good morning.
That's up to you. Morning.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
What was the percentage you won by?
100%.
Really?
Damn.
Yeah.
Like there was no none of the above or no like weirdo candidate?
Oh, I'm sure a couple of people probably wrote some things in on the ballot I haven't seen yet.
So 99.1%.
Yeah, there's a percent for Mickey Mouse in there somewhere.
Yes, I'm sure there was a few Mickey Mouses in there.
We got to read those.
Yeah.
By the way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You should see when I send my text blasts out, you know, at election time. It's very, very positive. But you get a couple of people in there that say some very interesting things.
Yeah. There's, you know, those are the Facebook people.
Yep.
Yeah.
The trolls.
I wonder, do they know they're those people? Or do they walk around and complain about those people like we complain about those people?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I try to move past it.
Yeah, exactly. You won last night, did you have a concession speech ready just in case?
I had 22 people running with me, so and they all did have opponents. So you know, we still had quite a heavy campaign going on, and still took all the steps to win, and that whole team won, which was great. Because you're only as good as your team, you know. So we had a nice victory party last night for all of them, all the council and board of ed, and we have a new judge, and it was good.
Okay, good. You sound kind of together for someone who had a victory party last night.
Yeah, well, I'm at the dog park about 5:30 a.m. and if I don't go, my my dog will remind me that it's time to go. So we do that. But I had a couple glasses of champagne last night.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yes.
It says a lot about your administration if no one wants to run against you.
Yeah, I think residents have been very patient with the work that we've had to do. You know, we went through a difficult time, as you know, and that's actually why, I was up at the state and wanted to run. And we made a lot of progress. I think they, said that, we're on a good course. We have some positive momentum. Let's switch gears.
Let's keep it going.
Yep.
Yeah.
So in your town, it's winning the primary. That's really the election, right?
Yeah. In the past, we've had a lot of different factionalized, we have a large Democratic Party, and usually that was the election. So we've bridged the Democratic Party. We're working with the Republican Party, and it was a time where we just had to put West Haven first. We just couldn't, we couldn't afford any of that infighting.
All right. I have on the line here someone who may want to ask you for a job.
Okay.
All right. And Sonia Mayor David Cassetti.
Congratulations, Ms. Boer.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Yeah, we brand new day today. The administration has changed.
You sound pretty up for having lost. So I'm going to let.
Well,
All right, hold on, Mayor. Mayor Cassetti. All right. Mayor Boer, congratulations.
Thanks. I'll see you at the box next week.
Okay. Oh, great.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Yes. Talk to you later.
All right. Can you pardon me? I'm trying to get out of it.
Nope.
Fantastic.
Awesome. All right. Great. Thank you. All right. Now to Ansonia Mayor David Cassetti, who lost. After six terms.
After six terms.
Were you surprised?
Yeah. I knew I was an underdog going in. You know, I'm outnumbered 7-1 here in Ansonia. And I did so much for the town over the last 12 years. I mean, eventually it was going to end. The Democrats took the entire board of aldermen, took the mayor's job, took the board of education. Wow. So let's see what they can do. I honestly, in my heart, feel I was betrayed by the residents of Ansonia, because for six terms, you know, I did everything I could. I mean, a lot of activity, the demolition of all our old factory buildings, the new fields. That we turf fields, we put in a new middle school, a tax rate that's the lowest, okay, other than Shelton in the valley. And, you know, and I want to keep it that way. I wanted to keep it that way, but I don't know what's going to happen with this new administration. I don't know if they're going to try to stop things that I put into motion. I don't know. So it remains to be seen.
Let me ask you something, because I think you just hit on maybe why they didn't come your way this way. You said you were betrayed by the voters.
Right.
Do you think that that mindset is wrong, because the voters get to pick whoever they want?
Well, right. But, yeah. But I mean, if you look at the previous six elections, I won by 2,500 votes. All right. How did I? I lost by 800, 790 votes.
Okay. That's a great question. What happened in the last 2 years that you think you go from winning handedly to losing? What do you think happened?
Well, I think opponents matter. I think opponents matter. I also know that, you know, the demographics of Ansonia has changed significantly over the last 12 years. Okay, we have a lot of people from outside that have come to the city of Ansonia from New York. Okay, there was an influx of New York. Plus, they had a great ground game, my opponents. Okay, and I didn't have the ground game. I mean, I ran on my record. You remember, I tried to get a debate, couldn't get a debate. I tried the Valley Independent, couldn't get a debate. Just so we could talk about what it is. Because my opponent, you know, was like an angry guy. He was in a dorm.
Was he the angry guy in this race?
Sure. Sure. Wow. Why? You think I was angry?
I think you... I don't know. I wouldn't want to make you mad.
No. What I'm saying is, he went to the doors and told people that I stole $6 million. What are you talking about? He accused me. We got to have a forensic audit for what? Okay, well, then, you know, a forensic audit is going to cost $300,000 to $400,000. If that's what you want to do, then, you know, you're the new mayor. You can do whatever you want. Hmm. But I mean, I don't know what you think you're going to find, because everything that we get from the state, we have to give to the state to show that we did the projects and did the. He said there was misappropriation of money. I don't know what that means. I mean, you're welcome to do what you got to do. I just think it's a waste of time.
Yeah. Mayor Cassetti's on.
And he just seemed angry at that. Just the way he, you know, ran the campaign. When you saw him, he wouldn't talk to you. I mean, I don't know. I mean, yeah. I wish him well. I wish them well. Good luck in your new new administration. You know, because when Ansonia wins, everybody wins, and that's what I got. That's what I meant to say to them.
Okay. What were you doing before you were mayor? 12 years ago.
I have a heavy construction company. In fact, my son last night told me, "Dad, you're hired."
Good. All right. So you're fine.
I start December 1st. That's a Monday.
All right. When do you leave office?
When my time expires on 12 midnight on the 30th of November. In fact, today I got the vans coming in to clean the whole city hall out, my whole office. Everything's being cleaned out.
Really? You got the truck scheduled already? When did you
learn that
you know you were going to lose?
Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you. The early cheating, or rather the early voting that the Democrats set up.
Cheating.
Right. Well, I looked at the results for the last 2 weeks, and I said to my staff, "We're done."
Oh,
how
really?
How did you say that? I said, "We're done. We're done." I said, look at these voters. Look. These guys, it was planned. I mean, they beat us at the early cheating or early voting. And
why do you call it cheating? What about it is cheating?
Well, why do you, for 248 years, this country had election day on the first Tuesday of November. They did it for all them years, them centuries. And now all of a sudden we got to do it 14 days before. It gives, you bring out everybody you could possibly think of. Oh, just vote. And they persuaded them.
Do you think there were people who voted who shouldn't have voted, didn't live in Ansonia, or not real votes?
I can't say. I don't know. But I'm like, this is what they do. I think the early is not good. I think, you know, you have an obligation that one day, that Tuesday, to make it a point to be at the election polling places and vote. I think that's where we lost it at.
How many early votes did you say you had?
Not you personally, 1200.
But 1,200 in Ansonia?
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that started on the 20th of October until the 2nd.
How many votes did you lose by?
790.
Are you going to check the early voting?
I got people looking at that.
Or you're done, man.
Believe it or not, I'm... I don't want to go tit for tat. I just want to move on.
You're good.
That's what I want to do.
So you're done with politics?
Oh yeah, I'm not gonna get involved anymore. Somebody says, "Oh, you're running too." No, I'm not running. I'm not doing. Listen, I got my successful business. That's what I'm gonna go back to with my sons and just do what I got to do. I'll be watching. My main concern is taxes. You know, I want to see how much they raise taxes, but there is a safety blanket there for the residents that I put in place back in 2013, and that is if the budget goes up to raise taxes more than 3%, it's got to go to a referendum.
That's great.
That, at least I got that in. I got that in back in 2014, and that's we used it for the first time this year, and the people came out. They didn't want their taxes raised. And that's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah. All right. Is there anything you'd like to say to the voters of Ansonia?
I hope for all the residents, I hope that I appealed to your best hopes as mayor of Ansonia. It has been a complete pleasure to serve in a town that I was born and raised in, raised my family, went to school here, worked here, and had my business here. So I appreciate the citizens of Ansonia giving me the opportunity for 12 years to be your mayor. And thank you very much.
Do you, are you going to stay in Ansonia?
I haven't decided. It all depends on what it looks like next year on tax, because, you know, when I came to office, we had a 40 mil tax rate. It's now 28.
Wow.
Okay, because I kept it low for 12 years, and I don't know what this new administration is going to do. I really don't. I have some suspicion on what they plan on doing and bringing in all the people that I eliminated and the positions in City Hall, over $700,000 worth of eliminations over the last 12 years. All them jobs will come back, and that's where everybody's going to get taxed. The mayor's position starts at $54,000 a year. That I think the Board of Aldermen are going to bump that up for him. So there's going to be a lot of things that I'm going to be watching. But, you know, you never know.
What do you mean you never know?
Well,
you might leave or you might run again.
No. I'm watching to see about my taxes.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha,
the main concern is taxes. To keep them stable, because I've done that for 12 years with the economic boom that occurred over the last 12 years.
Mayor Cassetti, Ansonia's on, lost last night after six terms, 12 years. So you have the moving vans coming today.
Yep.
Does that mean you're done being mayor today? You're like, okay,
No, I am going. Next Tuesday is Veterans Day, and that's near and dear to me. I have to go to Mead School to speak to the children. I'm going to do that. And then at 11 o'clock on Tuesday the 11th, I have something I prepared for the Veterans Day services. And then I may go to the Naugatuck-Ansonia football game on Thanksgiving.
What did you think about those? Did you see the AI taunting?
No, I didn't see that. Okay. I didn't see that. I don't know what that is. That's what my game plan is.
It sounds like you know what it is,
Oh yeah.
Okay. Why did you just kind of just swat that away so quickly?
What I want to do?
No, the AI thing.
I don't get into that stuff. I really don't.
All right.
I'm not into the AI stuff. I think it's going to ruin our country. But whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, doing different things that they do with AI.
Didn't you make a video taunting one of the football teams, Naugatuck, right?
Yeah, but it wasn't AI.
Right.
It was just I had a setting.
Yeah. No, it was a funny video. Yeah.
That's all. It was just a video.
Yeah.
I hope that the new mayor would keep the same humor in things with the city, because I think the residents enjoy that.
All right. Well, we'll see. Well, thanks for coming out. I guess you're available for the toy drive if we need you, right?
Sure. You call me anytime, guys. Anytime. I'll always have this phone. All right?
All right. Thank you, David Cassetti.
Thank you.
Oh, boy. It's time for Dumbass News.
Oh, wait until you hear this one.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
State of Connecticut.
Dumbass.
In Dumbass News. I know. Dumbass. I know. They're dumbasses.
It's the kids. Dumbass. Even they know.
When's the last time you were on a city bus?
God, about 10 years ago?
10?
Yeah, about 10
years. We've been here for 22.
Yeah. Maybe longer.
I think longer.
Yeah.
Without a car. You don't get on the bus unless you don't have a car.
Well, there was the parade thing we had to do.
What was that?
Elvin Stanford, the Thanksgiving parade.
Oh, that doesn't count.
Okay.
We didn't get on a bus with regular people. We got on a shuttle.
Yes. Yeah, it's a shuttle.
True, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was just parade people on the bus.
Right.
Or shuttle. Yeah.
Thanks for all the clowns.
No, I remember, like, going into New Haven on a bus with a piece of video gear that needed to be repaired.
Oh, wow.
And we get off the bus and we ask the cop, like, hey, which way to such and such a store? Well, what street is that? Such and such a street. He's like, you don't want to walk there with that.
Oh, man.
That's the cop.
Yep.
That's what I think of when I think of bus rides. I'm like,
yeah,
it's dangerous. I feel like it's dangerous. It's like the subway that can drive on the street.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not wrong.
Am I right here?
You're probably on subway. Yes.
The people on the bus are generally, you know, they're not in a great place. Most of them are very nice. And then you have an element of like, well, these people will rob you if you turn your back on them.
There's always the wild card. Yeah. You never really know.
And that's the bus driver.
Can we agree that most people, no. Can we agree that if you're on the bus, it sucks?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not basically psyched about it.
Like, if you're on the bus, you're not like, hey, this is a great day.
No one's looking forward to it. Yeah.
Let's take the bus to New Haven.
Right? No. Like the first time you get to, like, ride the ferry, it's like, oh, this is going to be cool.
The ferry's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you don't get that with
the bus. Sucks.
No, you don't get that with the bus.
Don't be the number 5 bus out of New Haven.
That is the suckiest bus. Yeah.
Warm, though.
Apparently, Connecticut Transportation Department, whatever, is having trouble with the passengers on the bus. Like,
no.
They're just making it miserable for the people who...
Gotta be there.
They have to be there. They don't have a choice.
Gotta be there.
You gotta... Now, it's miserable. It's just a miserable experience.
That's their slogan.
So the bus people said, all right, how are we going to fix this?
What are we going to do?
And I'm like, I know. Let's make a video.
That's good. Right. Yeah. That's going to reach the target audience.
That's always a good.
People like videos, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, but it gets better. Wait until you hear it.
Great start.
Across Connecticut, transit connects us all. Whether it's your morning commute or a weekend trip, every valued customer helps shape the
First of all, this guy sounds like they told him he's getting on the bus. He's like, oh, I'm a little nervous to be on the bus. I don't want to be. He's freaking out, man. He's like, this is the closest I've been to a city bus my entire life.
I think I tinkled a little.
Yeah. This guy's nervous as hell. They're like, hey, you're going down to the bus and you're going to cut a commercial. It's like, oh, I might get mugged.
This music makes me feel like he's about to try to sell me a digital printer or something. Like, what is this?
Yes, exactly.
It's very corporate. That like corporate music bed.
Generic, yeah. Corporate. This has nothing
soulless.
To do. No one who rides the bus will watch this for 3 seconds.
I like
out. Out.
Done.
Help shape the journey. That is why it is my pleasure to introduce Connecticut.
Now, if you're not watching this, you think that there's someone behind him who got off the bus and put like a knife up against his neck. Right. He sounds like he's shaking in his boots. This is not a good voice for this commercial.
Also, not mic'd well. Again, like, just get the mic on this guy, like, so we can hear what's happening.
Yeah. All right.
Your guide to a better ride. Our statewide initiatives to elevate courtesy, safety, and respect throughout the entire
this
trip.
Is the take they used.
Yeah.
Safety and respect.
We're not doing this twice.
Wow. Okay.
He does. He sounds jittery. Like he just ate all of the Halloween candy he had.
Too much coffee.
No, he's thinking he has to get on the bus. Ride with these people.
Right.
All right.
Safety and respect throughout the entire transit system.
Transit etiquette isn't just a list of rules. It's about creating an experience everyone can enjoy. Whether it's honoring personal space or keeping music to your headphones, small gestures of...
Do they think this is going to work? First of all, how much did we pay for this piece of garbage?
That's true, right?
$4 billion.
Yeah. You know, some consultancy that, you know, whatever. It's all friends of friends and family.
Right, exactly.
Whoever made this commercial got way more, probably 10 times what it cost to make something like that. Brian, you could have made something 100% better for 5% of the cost.
I was literally thinking that exact thing.
Well, and it'd be over already.
It'd be funny and it would go viral. Yeah. This has no chance of going viral. If it does, it's because this guy is afraid to be on the bus.
He's, right. Shaking in his boots.
I don't really want to be on the bus, but if you have to be...
It's about courtesy.
Yeah.
Maybe he's tripping.
What they should have done was put this guy on the bus and, like, have him around. Like, a real bus. I'm talking New
put
Haven.
Put him on the bus.
New Haven on a Friday night. Bad.
Put him on the bus.
And the light in the bus is blinking. You know that bus. Yep. And the windows aren't really clean.
There's people yelling at him.
Yeah. These seats haven't been wiped down since 1978.
A chicken runs
weed.
By. You know? Just like...
Yeah. Wow, what a waste of money this is. We're the only ones watching it, by the way.
It's true.
Yeah.
We saw it in a news story, and we actually said, oh, this will be content. It's content for the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
We got 2 views.
All right.
Twice.
Or keeping music to your headphones, small gestures of kindness make a big difference. Through Con Etiquette, we are encouraging behaviors that reflect Connecticut's best. Thoughtful, safe, and inclusive.
This is what I want this woman to do. Go to the bus stop on the green in New Haven, get out, and tell these people that are waiting there what you're saying here. See how that goes. Okay? Go up to the people waiting to get on the bus and say, yeah, you know what? The music, this personal space, kindness, okay? Really, dude, do that. I want to see what happens.
Honestly,
they
I
pushed
do.
Me down and stole my
really?
Shoes.
Really. It's fine to do it 10 miles away with a camera crew.
Exactly.
No, go down
broad
there.
Broad daylight.
Yeah, no, you're going to play the video. No. You want to say this to them? No, you go up to them and talk to them like they're real people. I want to see how that works for you.
Go up to talk to someone who's blasting music out of their phone.
That's like, right.
Excuse me. You turn it down.
You know, the guy said it's about courtesy.
He's going to get jammed in a locker.
He sounds like he's on a washer during a spin cycle.
Do you want to guess how many views their video has after they posted it to YouTube?
Oh, it has to be thousands.
Nope.
It's 10.
It's more than 10. It is 115.
Oh.
Let's go.
And we're like
there's most of them watching it.
By the way.
At least I'm now one more. I just clicked it.
Oh, Jesus.
They are reaching nobody they want to reach.
Nobody.
No.
You know who the 100 people are. It's the people who work in the department.
Sharing it around. Exactly. Like, yeah, it looks good.
And like, yep. Here's a tap on the back. Here's the video the team made. Go team.
Look at how great Rebecca did in the video.
Right. Yeah. There's that mass email saying, congratulations, this is wonderful, beautiful.
And all these people working from home who don't even go into the office, they watch the video because they feel like they probably can see my computer. Right. They have to see that I clicked on the link. This is out of obligation. They probably didn't even see it.
Way to go, Todd. Great video.
This is the best. Go team.
All right. Okay.
Through Con Etiquette, we're encouraging behaviors.
Con Etiquette.
Oh.
Get it?
Oh, the consultancy, Vera. That genius. Con Etiquette.
Get it?
Convict? I've actually known a band for a long time named Con Etiquette. So
they were probably
they
cool.
They were not the first ones to do that.
Oh, okay. So they yeah. lifted the name.
They took the name.
Didn't even come up with it.
They should send them some paperwork.
Con Etiquette. Wow. Do they really think this is going to get the people that go on? Have you seen any of the videos of people on airplanes? Okay. You're not going to settle them down with a stupid video.
Could you imagine the people on the bus hearing this, though, and actually being like, yeah, you know what? I will put my headphones on.
Right. After, yeah, right.
I'll be courteous.
That should.
Yeah, you know what? That's right.
That's going to turn everything around.
Guys, you know, listen.
I have been a bad person. I'm going to put headphones in.
This nice bus lady with the oversized jacket just had to tell me the message the whole time.
I'll smoke weed outside of the bus. Yeah,
that's right. Right. The vaping, the smoking, the eating,
the, driver.
The yelling, the on the cell phone, yelling on the speakerphone, the music blast.
That drives me nuts. Like, we have headphones for a reason. You know, like, you don't need to have your phone on blast all of the time everywhere you go.
Yeah.
That's just a separate side tangent. But, right. Like...
Connecticut's
I will cover my
best.
Mouth when I cough.
Thoughtful, safe, and inclusive. Our goal is to make every travel experience smoother and more enjoyable for everyone.
Everyone.
How are you doing that?
How committed to that goal are you? Will you get on the bus? Get on the bus.
Without the camera crew.
When's the last time any of these people got on the bus? Get on the bus. Let's see you on the bus. Why don't you film on the bus? Why don't
just
you make
you.
This commercial
right.
on the bus?
Just
let's
you.
Let's talk
on location.
To real people. Not right. let's, no, AI or actors. Get on the bus. Ride.
We should have the bus driver do this. The bus driver should have recorded this. All right. Shut up. Sit down.
Right.
No more phone.
Like it's a kindergarten class.
But they don't realize that the bus drivers used to be the police and the security of the bus. They stripped that from those people.
Yeah.
And now it's total chaos. And they're like, we'll make a video.
115 people have seen it.
Yeah.
If you drove this bus, you'd drink too.
I think making a video for corporations is like talking to the manager for like a Karen. You know, it's like, we'll make a video. We'll just.
Right.
We'll make a video and that will solve everything.
Yeah. We don't really want to solve the problem. We want to look like we're doing something. We're acknowledging the problem. That number 5 bus in New Haven, that was foretelling. That's now we know why I went into the tree.
Yep.
Everyone on the bus is an asshole.
Right.
They're like, oh, yeah? Huh. Merry Christmas to you, you freaks. Boom, into a tree.
Right. The bus driver took him out in one shot. That's it. We're all going down. It's a kamikaze mission right into the tree.
It's wild that these people are in charge of stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm better now. Well. We were talking about this yesterday because a motorcyclist in Connecticut hit a deer, and they're all over the place. And when we started talking about it, the phones went nuts, emails, texts, messages, and we thought, well, this is potentially a problem. And it's now because the deer in Connecticut are mating.
Yep.
Mating season, and Booty they're fall. Crazy.
Yes.
And they're bucking. They're ready to buck you up.
They'll buck anything.
They're definitely buckers.
They're buckers.
Hans buckers.
From Durham is on. And he was telling us a story yesterday during the top 10 list. His wife was literally attacked by a deer.
Yeah. At the time, she wasn't. It's like almost 20 years now. So, but it's quite the story. And this is, at the end of it, you'll know why you shouldn't do what you should do. So she wakes up early in the morning. She just got into this house recently in Durham. And she's getting her kids ready for school. Looks outside, and there's a 10-point buck with its antlers stuck in the hammock. She just bought this hammock, I guess. So she's going to be a nice person, loves animals. She starts shaking the thing loose, and it gets loose. So
oh, my God,
away.
Every hunter saying, grab the rifle.
And it walks away and then turns around and right at her, ran right into her. And then as it was hitting her, she was holding on to the antlers trying to and screaming, punctured her arm, punctured her leg, bruises all over.
Man.
The neighbors hear it. Two of the neighbors come over and tackle the deer, tie it up and tie it to a fence that's right there. Meanwhile,
it was there
outside.
That long. Wow. To where she was there that long. And the neighbors run out like it wouldn't leave.
It wouldn't leave. And it finally slipped. She slipped on the ground, and then it hit her with her hooves, cut up her calf a little bit. Not deep, but, bruised everywhere, she said. Meanwhile, her daughter's in, like, the dog pen screaming. She's like, stay back. You know, the neighbors tackle it, tie it up, right? They're like, okay, we got this. And an ambulance shows up, and the state trooper shows up while they get her out, and bring her to the front porch. The school buses are going by, seeing all this action going on. The cop walks up to her, and she's trying to tell him the story, and she looks at his name tag, and his name tag is Officer Buck.
Great.
Right? And so he's on the, and he's watching this, the deer still tied up to the fence, and then he's there's too many people. He doesn't want to shoot the thing, because it already attacked somebody we didn't know, or she didn't know, the day before, like a neighbor down.
Oh, man.
She's the second attack. So he goes over the speaker. Don't worry, we have the assailant apprehended. Over the speaker of his car, everybody hears this. It's hilarious.
So
meanwhile, the deer's getting all pissed off. It breaks free and runs off.
Nice.
It got away, right?
First of all, just to wrestle a 10-point deer to where you could tie it up.
Yeah.
And it's there that long.
Yep.
Is pretty amazing.
There's a picture, I think, in the note that I sent you, I think, of the two guys, the neighbors, holding on to the deer. I think I sent that to you. Yeah, they're holding on to the deer.
Ran away.
Yeah, so it got away, right?
That runs like a deer.
Meanwhile, the ambulance is there. They're checking her out. They're going to bring her to the hospital because she's got these puncture wounds in her. And everything's now starting to be a little bit funny, not as scared. She gets to the hospital, and they're talking about it, and they all start singing, Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
Nice. That was appropriate.
It's funny, isn't it? So they heard the deer got ran away, so then the school hears about it, because all these school buses, this is like the main road to the school, goes into lockdown because of this deer's running free. So that was another thing. She gets back home. The next day, the deer comes back. So animal control shows up because now it's at another neighbor's house, sort of confronting a neighbor there, and they come over and they actually end up shooting the deer. That ended up at our local game club for dinner. So,
man, I'd be afraid to eat that meat. There was something totally wrong with that. There's something going on. A drink from a nuclear stream or something.
Yeah, this happened actually. It was like the 6th of November. The thing is, these deer, they lose their all sense of anything when they're the bucks. They're in a rut. They're looking for whatever, whoever is in their way is not a big issue. The big issue we found out later, three neighbors down, this lady was feeding all the deer and bringing them right up to her house.
Oh.
So that is not what you want to do, is feed these animals. It's a bad situation.
You feel like you're helping, but you're not.
You're not.
Wow.
Yeah, don't feed the wild animals. So.
There's the lesson right there. Hans, thanks for coming on. Appreciate you. I got to talk to you about the box coming up.
Yes, absolutely.
You ever hit a deer with your car? Anything?
No. Thank God. No.
I never hit one, but I had one hit me. Like, it ran and hit the side, head-bunted the side door.
A glancing blow.
Yeah. And it just, and took off. I'm like, okay, good. It's okay. Me, $500 later, I have to fix my freaking car, the deductible.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, moron.
Yeah.
I was
very young, but I remember my parents hitting a deer.
Oh, really?
Destroying the whole front of the car.
Ooh.
Like, yeah.
They're big.
Merritt Parkway, I think.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's what Deer said. Oh, man.
Yeah. And then was there like blood everywhere and dead deer?
I mean, I didn't get out of I was young.
Yeah.
But I do remember like the
car being smashed.
Yeah.
Right.
Luckily before airbags, probably, right?
Because that, I think it was a Jeep Grand Cherokee, I think. So okay. It was like, yeah.
Keyword was.
Definitely smashed the grill up. I don't think it killed it. I don't think it was.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's a tough deal.
On the Merritt?
Yeah.
You're doing 55, you hit a deer. I don't know. Maybe they just told
maybe
you.
It just
the deer's okay, Brian.
No, it, Rudolph is fine.
It's fine.
It, boo, boo.
It flew
okay.
away after I saw.
It, right. Santa took
it. It flew.
Yep.
Yeah.
That rubs his nose.
Brian in Bristol.
Hey, what's up, fellas? I got a pretty good deer story if you're interested.
Absolutely. You'll be sure, the last one, and then we'll go to break. Go ahead.
All right, so like 10 years ago, I decide to take my motorcycle to go up to New Hampshire. You know, it's like spring break or bike week, whatever's going on. So I'm riding up, you know, it's a long ride. I'm think it's Route 3 along the White River, and I'm cruising behind this pickup truck for like a couple hours, just spacing out, looking at the scenery. The truck in front of me swerves and hits a deer. So the deer was already dead. It was on the ground. So as the truck hit it, it exploded.
Oh.
Of course, as I went by it, it was like getting hit with a bucket full of blood.
Oh, no.
Chest, hey, chest, face.
Was your mouth open?
Ears. I did not have my mouth open.
Good.
Good. Man.
Oh, I would have vomited right there. Bah!
Right.
I skidded. Luckily, I was on the side of, like I said, the White River is right along the side. So I took a quick little bath. But I didn't hit the deer, but the deer hit me.
Right.
Deer chunks.
Baptized in deer.
Yeah.
There was no real chunks, but there was like pieces of hair.
It was like it was like you were at a Gallagher show.
All of a sudden, you have a toupee on.
It was dead for a while too, so it wasn't like fresh blood. It was like
coagulated. Yeah.
Smelled like boiled nickels or something.
Oh, that's weird. Good. Yeah.
Okay. Breakfast? Nope.
Very, very nice.
Yeah. Well,
glad
you survived that one. Mike Cerulli, News 8 in studio. He doesn't know who Tommy Two-Tone is.
Oh.
I know. We're in the right neighborhood. One-hit wonders. 80s?
Yes.
Yes.
And the it would be we were talking about this, kind of the pop 80s playlist.
Pop 80s playlist, definitely on there.
It's a fun one-hit wonder, too.
Yep.
It's a fun song.
It's not Jay Gills.
Give me the first, like, 2 seconds of it.
Nope.
No?
Yeah, because
no.
if I gave you the first, you'd know.
Oh, jeez.
But he's coming on. We're going to have him on at 9 o'clock.
Well, this is offensive then to
this
him.
This would be great. No, we should have you on.
Oh, my gosh.
You should do the interview.
Why
you
always
say boobies, boobies, boobies.
I always feel bad for people who are labeled one-hit wonders because
it's tough.
Because you got to imagine, like, they've worked. I mean, they're anyone who's at that level of being on Top 40 radio, particularly in that era, has worked so hard as a musician,
mm-hmm.
probably was playing rundown bars and open mic nights and multiple studio albums, and one song happens to do really well and stay with us, and we're like, that's all they are. It's like when people call someone an overnight success. It's like, no, you're there's very few. I guess nowadays there's overnight successes.
I believe many of these one-hit wonders have the same problem or made the same mistake in that the record company heard their music and said, we need a hit.
Mm-hmm.
Or we want you to sound like, write me a song that sounds like, and then they do it.
Right.
They kind of sell themselves out to get the deal.
Okay.
Get the deal. Song becomes a hit because it's the only song the record label gets behind. And then the next album, they say, write me another one of those.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's what happens.
Yeah.
I hope he's not listening now, because if he is, he will not take our call.
Nope.
Which is funny. Isn't it funny that we were like, we couldn't get his number? Like, God damn it.
Light bulb just went off.
Yes, that's right.
And you know what? You gave yourself out because you stopped saying it.
Yeah.
And I noticed the look on your face, and I was like, wait a minute. It's 867-5309.
That's right.
That is correct.
He knows
Jenny.
Nice.
Yep. Yeah, I got it. My dad's listening, and he's going to be like, you know, you're no son of mine.
No, you're not.
I disown you.
Yeah. What do you think this sounds like?
It's a little bit like the Knack, almost.
Yeah.
Could be, yeah.
You know what it sounds like? The vocals. It sounds a little Jagger.
When I hear it, I think of Southside Johnny without the horns.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah.
Can hear a little like Eddie Money almost, like that, yeah. That kind
right.
of sound.
Yes.
Yeah. It's not far off.
Yeah. It's like a perfect song, though. If you're going to only have one song, you want a song like this.
It's a smash hit. It's not a
smash hit.
It's a smash hit.
Yeah. This would be a good song for the box, no?
Oh, that would get old.
It would get over again.
Any song gets old after hours, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Ruth was saying there's something here for the younger generation, too, because they're 6'7 together.
Six seven.
Yeah, Ruth caught that, Ruth. And it's like, oh yeah, you're right.
867.
How
dude.
Have they not done
8-6-7?
Oh my! They could bring this hit all the way back.
All the way back.
You got to tell Tommy, right?
I was just gonna say, ask him.
It was your idea.
Ask him if he's aware of this. I told Ned Lamont. The governor, that next month.
About Tommy Tutone?
I told him because he's getting ready in the next week or so to announce that he's running for re-election.
Right.
He didn't tell me that. But
thanks
I know,
for
but
announcing
I,
that.
But I know,
right here
I
on
know
the show,
that. I can
we
tell you
just
that.
Heard yeah. that Governor Lamont will run for re-election.
Sources very close to him have said he's impending announcement. But I was interviewing him on Friday, and he always kind of, you know, because he knows I'm like the young guy in the press corps, and so we'll talk about kind of...
music or whatever,
yeah,
like, pop culture.
Yeah, and I said to him, I'm like, you know, he was elected in 2018, took office 2019, so he's been in office 6 years. And I'm like, dude, like, and when you do the announcement video on TikTok, just like, when you list off all your favorite accomplishments, just be like, we've gotten so much done in just six, seven years.
That's it.
Just sort of pause, look at the camera, raise your eyebrows a little bit, move on to the next thing.
Right.
Know? Don't do the... Don't make a big deal of it.
Yeah, just leave it there for everyone else to grab.
Yeah.
Just be chill.
That is great advice.
Yeah.
And hopefully he takes it.
I don't think he is. I don't think I was trying, because he was like, does it mean something? And I was like,
oh boy.
It does. It's like.
He could ask this, but he has young people around him, right?
Yeah, he's got one guy named Alan who is his like body guy who's my age. And usually
what do you
has-
mean? Stunt double?
No, so politicians.
Like, does he do like the naked scenes?
Yeah,
like
evil.
Yes, yeah. Oh, boy. That's his ass you're seeing.
No, he's like the guy that, you know, whispered, "Governor, this is Chaz from WPL." Like,
he does
more than that, but like in the kind of popular imagination,
travels with him.
The body man,
it's like Jimmy Whispers.
The technical title is Special Assistant to the Governor.
The body man,
and you're basically. You're sort of his mind reader. Alan, I always joke, he gives him... Lamont likes to drink diet ginger ale. And whenever you can kind of hear his voice get phlegmy, like our voices are phlegmy right now, Alan will just conjure one up out of his pocket and like go slide it onto the podium.
Yeah. Nice. Wouldn't that be warm, though? I wouldn't want one that was in his pocket.
Yeah, I wouldn't want pocket diet ginger ale.
I feel like I'm indirectly touching something I don't want to touch.
It makes me think of that girl at the end of Ferris Bueller with the gummy bear.
Yeah.
Yeah. It tastes like pocket.
Yeah, exactly. It's got lint on it. No.
Yeah. Nice and warm and squishy.
Yeah, there's a big controversy. We're going to get to you on the phone, people calling in right now with ideas for the box. Thanks.
Mm.
Let me see if I can find it. There's a controversy here.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
With the box?
No, with the governor.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
There's a lot of those.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah, here it is.
A while, too.
All right, we pick up the phone. We believe he farted on us.
Oh, boy.
You want to hear it?
Let me. Yes. Okay. Journalist ears.
All right. Hello, Governor Lamont. Excuse me.
Hey, guys.
What do you think happened there?
Well, I'm just going to say the volume, and this is real forensic audio analysis here.
Okay.
The volume level of that It seems too loud, too equal with his voice volume.
Well, maybe he dropped the phone because there's a lot of time before he says anything.
Yeah.
play it.
I think he put the phone down there.
Play it again.
He put it up to his ass.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah.
Hello, Governor Lamont. Excuse me.
Yeah. That's all the ginger ale.
Excuse me.
Yeah. All that carbonation will do that to you.
Oh.
I'm going to rule.
Maybe it was his body guy.
I'm going to rule no on that one. I'm going to rule no. It sounds like it might be
an electronic pressing of a button.
There's
or
a little bit of a mechanical.
You say no, but every time we play it, everyone laughs.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Usually you blame the dog.
Hello, Governor Lamont.
Yeah, no, he had enough time to take that phone and put it down there.
Yeah, I think it's real. I think he's just like, let me lay one on these guys.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com.